Mr. Spencer, we were talking about singing conventions when you were young, and I understand you didn't sing in them, but you would go to them.
Yes.
That's right. Did you enjoy them?
Yes.
What did they do when you attended? What kind of singing did the singing conventions have?
I had different voices.
Uh-huh.
Quartets.
Different voices and quartets?
Yes.
Did they have contests?
Yes.
They did. Uh-huh. And they chose different ones that were real good. Do you remember their singing any notes? They did note singing?
Yes. Uh-huh. I did it for the singing convention first.
That was the biggest thing they did, was the singing of the notes. Uh-huh. Do you remember any of the singing teachers, who they might have been? No? Okay. Since you didn't sing for a singing convention, I doubt if you attended singing schools or anything like that, did you? Okay. Was there any time when you were little that you remember that black and white people came together to worship? You do remember that they came together. Uh-huh. Was it for a special occasion, or? They would come to different churches, go to different churches. How about groups within your church? Were there any men's groups or women's groups?
Men's group and women's group.
Uh-huh. What kinds of groups? What did they do? Uh-huh. When you were small, what year were you when you started? Did you go to school? I should ask you first. Did you go to school?
Mighty little.
Mighty little. Uh-huh. You didn't have much formal education. How old were you?
I had to go to school.
Uh-huh.
It rained.
When it rained, yeah. You went to school because you couldn't work in the field. How old were you? Do you remember the first time, how old you were when you first went to school? Yeah. But you only went when it rained, so you didn't go very much at all then.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you remember any grades that you went through? How many grades you went through?
I did the first grade.
You just went through the first grade? Oh, you didn't go through the first grade. Okay.
Didn't have any chance.
No, you didn't have the opportunity. Did you, can you read or write? No, uh-huh. Because of the lack of schooling. You didn't have the opportunity to have schooling. The school that you attended, very little, where was that? Do you know where it was?
Yes, ma'am. Down the road, down the school. I could go into Fan School. You know what Fan School is, Virginia?
What's the name again?
Fan School.
Fance Grove?
Yes, ma'am. This is a color school right inside that church.
Okay.
A big log cabin.
The school was a big log cabin?
Yeah,
a log. Uh-huh. And it was it a one-room schoolhouse? One teacher? Uh-huh. And you had one person that taught, one teacher?
One teacher.
Uh-huh. And this was at Fance Grove, not too far from here. Uh-huh. How far did you have to walk to go to school when you went?
Down here, straight across to Fance Grove.
Okay.
About 5 miles.
Oh, you had to walk 5 miles to school? That's a long way. Okay, so you walked 5 miles to a log school building, and it was one room. Do you have any idea who the teacher was?
Yeah, Tim Grant.
Tim Grant?
Tim Grant.
Oh, for goodness, do you remember his name? Was he the only teacher you had?
Yeah,
Tim Grant? But you remember his name, that's wonderful. Was he a young man? Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. He was young at that time.
He was young at that time. How much schooling had he had? Do you know where he went to school?
No, I couldn't tell you that.
You don't know when? You don't know if maybe he went to Seneca?
I don't
school
know.
In Seneca?
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. You just know
I don't
his...
know.
That's good that you remember his name, though. Tim Grant. Okay. Did your parents go to any kind of school at all?
Mother was.
Your mother did. Could she read and write? She could. And where did she go to school?
Another question.
You don't know. That's okay. That's all right. And beyond that, any other grandparents or anything? You don't know anything about their schooling, right? Okay. So you were only able to go to school a short time, so you really had to end up farming then all the time, okay? Have you always farmed? I mean, did you farm for a long time? Uh-huh. Was that the only occupation you had, was farming? Did you do something else? No, you farmed, okay. Was there anyone in your family who was the very first person in your family to go to college? Was there anyone that went to college in your family? Okay. How about in later years? Has anybody gone yet? Okay. Did your family have any books at home? Did you have any books? Not that you remember. How about a newspaper or magazines? Did that come to the home? No? Okay. When you were small, from what you said about the length of time that you went to school, I assume that white schools were quite different from black schools, right? Yeah. They had a lot more schooling than you all had. More opportunity to go. And were they better equipped schools, bigger schools? Do you remember? Or more books? Or do you remember anything about that? Okay. Stop. It's just a minute. Okay. Do you remember when you were small, any kind of organizations that your older relatives belonged to, such as fraternal or burial societies or anything like that? Did anybody belong to any kind of group? You know, Masons or anything? No. Okay. What about voting? Did any of your members of your family vote? Okay. Not when you were small, anything. Okay. Right. What about, do you remember who the very first person of your family was to vote? Were you one of the first ones to vote? Do you remember? Did you vote? No. Uh-huh. So you don't remember who the first one in your family was to vote. Maybe one of your children, huh? Okay. How many children did you have while we're talking about that?
Four.
Four? Oh, you have four children. Okay. What are their names?
Two.
You
want the oldest one first?
Yes.
Martin.
Who, Junior?
Sam.
Sam Junior. Okay, where does Sam Jr. come from? His name is Kato. Okay, go ahead. Okay. And who is next?
Margaret.
Margaret. And who's the next one after that?
What's her name?
Geneva. Geneva is right over there. Okay. So they were your four children. You just wanted to call her baby. Okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? From what you were telling me earlier, it sounds like they were all in slavery up until that time, right? Because even your father was a slave. You were 91 and he was and I gathered he was quite a bit older when you were born because you got older brothers. Okay. Do you know of any difference between black people who had been slaves and any who were free persons of color before the war? Did you notice it? Do you ever hear anybody speak of there being any difference or treated differently? Okay. How about your older relatives? What did they tell you about the way white people treated blacks? Did you ever hear anybody say anything about that? And be can't, you know, say what you think. Don't worry about that. I see you over there with your hand. You can tell us. Just tell the tape.
They made you work back then.
They made you work back then.
Yeah.
The white people really made the black people work.
Yeah, they had to work.
Is that the answer to that? That you had to work?
And that's the question I asked you.
Pardon me?
You asked that question.
I asked you the question and you answered it. That's right. They made you work, huh?
Yeah, they worked.
Yeah,
Work all day, right?
All day. Worked a minute a day for 25 cents.
But you worked many a day for 25 cents?
Over here, about 50 cents a day.
Oh, and sometimes 50 cents.
The overhead did.
Who did?
He said overhead.
The overhead, the person over you.
Yeah.
Like the overseer or the boss man over you got 50 cents, but you got 25 cents. But working all day long.
Work from tank to tank.
From what to what?
Sun up to sundown.
But tell me the word you use. Cane to cane?
Yeah, I do.
Cane to cane. What does that expression mean?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that expression before. What does that mean?
Cane to cane.
Cane to cane mean?
Yeah, from sun up to sundown.
That's what it means. From sun up to sundown. And that's the expression you all used to use.
Yeah.
Cane to cane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's a good expression to hear.
Sun up.
See, we learned something real good on here. Okay.
Go to the sun up and then come back to the field till after dawn.
After dawn. That's how long you work.
More than 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
More.
Uh-huh.
She'd been up sometimes, bring the field in the house at night.
So she'd have to actually bring you the dinner to the field?
Yeah, she'd bring our dinner from cotton to the time. We stayed in the field, didn't go in the house.
You were in the field all day, so you didn't have time to go to the house to eat, did you? So they brought it to you. Gosh, well, did they let you take a break to eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, they let you have a time to eat.
It's just something you can get your water.
And time to have water?
Take a little break.
Little break.
Yeah, let's go back in.
Well, that's good. They at least gave you that. Okay. Anything else about that? About how hard you had to work or any other observations?
You worked, didn't play.
You worked, no play. You knew what it was like to work back then. Okay. Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people, how to act around them or anything? Did they give you advice about how to act? You had to behave a certain way. What way was that, sir? You had to mind them and do what they said, or you wish you had, right? Okay. I'm just quoting you. Okay. Did they ever tell you stories to teach you to be careful around white people? They tell you what to do?
Yeah. Show your manners.
Pardon me?
Yeah, to show your manners, Ron.
Show your manners. That was the big thing, was to be mannerly. Show your manners. As long as you behaved correctly, it was all right, right?
I think a lot of times that's what grown me to about having manners and kindness.
Having manners and what else?
Kindness.
Kindness. You were kind, and you think that's what helped you? You think it was your nature of being, of having manners and being kind, you think served you well?
Yeah.
Okay. What about lynchings? Did you ever hear about any lynchings when you were growing up? Yeah, I think lynching. You know, when they would take somebody out and hang them by the neck. But you didn't. You did hear of those.
A lot of that.
Did you know anybody who was lynched?
No, I didn't know anybody.
But you would hear about it.
Yes.
Okay. But you don't know any particular one that you mentioned. Okay. Did you remember what anybody said about those lynchings? No. Okay.
Didn't have much to say about that.
Didn't have much to say.
About that lynching.
But there were lynchings.
Yeah.
How about the law? How were you treated, how were Negroes treated by the law when you were young? Do you remember?
Oh, Lord,
that doesn't sound good. Were you not treated too well by the law?
No.
What did they do? How did they act?
Well, I see this my own thing.
Uh-huh.
Right down in Allison County. I went to call him Con. Con's a dog. Took a pick on him, beat a cub named Black Beauty Bear.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that part. They did what? They picked on you?
They took a pick on him, beat him, Black Beauty Bear. And the white and the brown said they had close to him. She went out told him not to hit that man no more. Well, he cussed that white woman. She said, well, you don't have no job when you go back in town. So when you get back in town, you didn't have no job.
Uh-huh. So So this was an incident where you saw a man was hit with a pick iron.
Pick iron.
Pick iron. Now, was this a white man or was this a lawman?
No, colored man. We were working for him, but a lawman, I mean, guard.
The guard.
Yeah,
came and hit him with the pick iron.
No, the handle of the pick iron.
Oh, a handle of it? The handle of it. Okay. Okay.
The handle of the pick.
The handle, okay.
And he whooped that man in the day, and that's when I told him he wouldn't have no job when he went back down. And so he didn't have any.
Huh. So he didn't have a job then?
Yeah.
White lady was picking up
for
the black man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The white lady took up for the black man, and it was a white man that was hitting him. Uh-huh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What I... Okay, so this guard who was watching you all when you worked was the one that did the beating, and the white lady took up for the man that was being beaten. Okay. How about in your family, your mother and father? How did they treat each other? Was one of them the boss, or were they pretty equal in dealing with you and the
children? They
worked
along pretty good together.
Pardon me?
They went along pretty good together.
They worked along together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They pretty much treated, they worked together in working with you, mm-hmm. children, and taking care of you. Okay. They sort of, I guess they agreed on things.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men? Did they ever talk about anything like that? Did you ever hear about relationships? Okay. How about mulattoes? Were people of lighter color treated any differently when you were young growing up? Did you see any differences? You did. What kind of differences? Were they treated better? They were. Were they given more privileges or didn't have to work as hard or what?
No, they didn't have to work as
hard. They didn't?
No.
Uh-huh. And you think that was mostly because of their lighter skin? Okay. What about people who passed for white? Did you ever know anybody who passed for white? Who was thought of as white and wasn't? No. Okay. How about Indian blood? Did you know any Indians? Did you have any Indians?
No.
No. Okay. When you were little, did you ever go to Greenville or Anderson?
No.
You didn't? Not when you were small?
No, Anderson. I was grown.
You didn't go to Anderson until you were grown up. So that would be after, it would be right before 1920. When is the first time you went to Anderson that you can recall? In your 20s. And why did you go then?
I was working for Clemson College at that time.
You were working for who?
Working for the college.
Oh, you were working for the college, Clemson, uh-huh. And you went to Anderson for them?
That's where we got our foot dice now.
That's where you got your what?
That's where they got the foot dice now. We got all the foot dice now. Clemson.
Okay. They had to go to Anderson to get the fertilizer.
Yeah, they had to go to Anderson to get the fertilizer.
And so that you went all...
They drove me down in the mountain to the fertilizer. I heard they got the fertilizer, all my fertilizer. For several years, then they got shipping it to Calhoun.
And then they started shipping it to Calhoun.
Yeah.
That's right, because when you were little, this was not called Clemson.
Yeah.
This was Calhoun.
Yeah.
So you were working for the college then, and you would go to Anderson
yeah.
with the mule and get the fertilizer. Then they started shipping it here.
Yeah.
Okay? And it just... dawned on me that when we're talking about, we call it Clemson now, but back when you were growing up, it was Calhoun, the town of Calhoun. That's right. Or the area of Calhoun. It wasn't really much of a town back then. Okay, so that was the reason for those trips, was to go get the fertilizer. Okay. Were there any opportunities for Negroes back in those days in Greenville or Anderson that were not available here in Calhoun? Were there more jobs?
No?
Not really. You don't really know. Okay. How about celebrations? Did you ever have any celebrations back when you were little? Did you go to any, were there ever any parades or any kind of... No? No? Well, how about a special holiday? Did you ever have any holidays that you celebrated? No? Did you celebrate Christmas?
One day.
Not really, huh?
One day.
One day. Did you have any Santa Claus stockings or anything? Or did you give each other any presents or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? What kind of presents would you give?
Got apple and orange.
Apples and oranges. Would that be something you had in a stocking, or would that be would you get like a Santa stocking and you'd have an apple or an orange in that? And you were December, you were born on Christmas Day, so you got cheated out of some of your birthday things, didn't you? Because you birthday and Christmas all in one day. Did they celebrate birthdays back then? Not really, so it didn't matter too much that you were. How about anniversaries? Did you celebrate anniversaries? No. Did they give you any kind of a birthday gift? Did they do that back then? No? Okay. Do you remember hot suppers?
There was none of
hot suppers. What were those?
Dancing.
Dancing?
You said hot supper.
Hot supper.
Yeah, that's
a dance.
Uh-huh,
that's food.
Well, you can have a dance with me.
Yeah, dance with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot supper.
Sure, some of them did. So you would have a dance and also and go for the meal too, right? Uh-huh. And people would sell hot food and then have the dances too. That's right. What about cakewalks? Did you ever go to a cakewalk? Okay. Did you ever go to any kind of an auction? Auctions of any kind? Do you see black life here in Calhoun is any different from, say, Seneca or Pendleton or any of the other surrounding areas? Do you think it was any different, better, or worse? Do you think it was better in Seneca or better in Pendleton?
I don't know.
You think it's about the same as far as you were concerned? Okay.
Yeah.
How about your mother? We were talking about her earlier. Do you have any idea what her most prized possession was, something that she really thought a great deal of and cared about a lot? Do you have any idea what that might be? Okay. Not to put words in your mouth, but think maybe it might have been her children, or you just don't really know. How about your daddy? Did he have a prized possession? Nothing special that he thought more of than anything else? Now, some people have had dogs or, you know, like a hound dog, a hunting dog or something. Or a mule. They worked so hard, probably didn't have any special thing. When you were small, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to ask you if there was an adult that you most admired, and if there was an adult that you liked most. You may have the same answer for both of them, but it may be two different people. When you were little, was there an adult that you really admired more than anybody else? Someone you really looked up to? Thought a great deal of? Your mother or your father or anybody that you were with?
It was your mother.
How about your mother? You think you maybe admired her the most? You know why? You always thought a lot of her, right? She'd be the one you admired the most. How about liked the most too? Cared for the most would be your mother? Okay. But that's natural. That's who you're with. And so you really felt that you admired and liked you and probably loved your mother the most, because you're very close to her. I know you worked hard all your life and you had very little schooling, but can you think of any at all happy childhood moment that you had one day when something really special happened to you, or you liked something that happened? Can you think of a happy childhood moment? Nothing that comes to you right off. When you were a child, did you have any feelings about being black? Did you ever think about that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Uh-huh. Did you have any feeling about white people?
No.
No, not that either. Okay. If there's one thing about your life that you could change, any one thing at all, do you have any idea what it would be? If you could change something about your life.
Change your life.
About your life. If you could have changed something. When you were, yeah, any time during your life. If you could change anything during your life, do you have any idea what it would be?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, tell us.
It seems like a bit of a better question.
You'd like to be a better person?
Yeah.
Well, you seem like to me you're a pretty good person now.
Well,
how do you want to be better?
I'm trying to live that way now.
Right.
To be a honest person.
Right. But you'd like to be better than you think you are? Do you mean? You're a pretty good person. How about, is there anything about your life, like education or your work or anything that you would have changed?
Well, no, you can't change other ways.
You can't change your work. You were a farmer, always were. Okay, and nothing about your education or anything?
No. My dog's feeling me now. Did I get out and do something?
Anything you would have changed, like, there isn't anything, except you just feel like you would like to even be better than you are, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you mean your health?
He would get back, he would want to get back out and do the work that he did. That's what he's speaking.
You mean being better, you mean you wish your health were better? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. I thought, good night, you're a good person. You're talking about your health. You wish your health was stronger and so that you were able to do more than you can right now, Mr. Spencer. And if there's anything you could change, you'd like to have better health, right? Be stronger. Oh, okay. That's a good answer. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't understand. Well, Sister Spencer, I think we're just about done. The tape is just about running out, and we're just about finished. And I want to thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it a whole lot. Mr. Spencer, we were talking after the tape was over, and I'd already thanked you and everything. And something that I didn't ask you or didn't come up before is that you farmed all, well, I think we got earlier that you farmed all your life, but something we didn't get on the tape is that you farmed for Clemson College, which is now the university. And you farmed every day for them. You got up, what, 5 o'clock in the morning. And was this back when they didn't have tractors and you plowed with a mule? Is this right? Can you tell me about that a little bit? Can you tell me about farming for Clemson College? Talk loud.
Oh, I farmed for Clemson College.
You farmed a whole...
40-some years.
40-some years you farmed for Clemson College. Now, when you say you farmed for the college, where were the farms located?
Located back in Clemson.
Both located back in Clemson?
Yeah, back in Clemson.
Uh-huh.
And now it's located in the Bull Pendleton.
Now it's located closer to Pendleton. Below Pendleton. But it used to be back in?
All back in here.
All back in Clemson.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the Hearts of Luke got it.
Pardon me?
The Hearts of Luke took it.
Who took it?
The Hearts of Luke.
Oh, the Hartford Lake took where you used to farm.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so everywhere where you farm is now Hartford Lake.
Yes. So water's now all over.
The water's all over where you farm. Yes, you worked on, my goodness, you worked so hard on all this land and now the water covers it. And you did that for all those years.
Yeah. I planted cotton and corn for the college.
Both, for the, with a mule,
for
right?
Mule,
plowing with a mule.
And
then you did this for the college all that time, and now it's covered up, and now their farms are below Pendleton. Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. I'm glad that we got talking and learned that, because I didn't have that on the tape anywhere. That's really interesting. Okay, thanks a lot.